Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As I mentioned yesterday morning, I'm moving these closer to 7 instead of 7:15, as has been the pattern. So whether you catch this live or at another time, that's kind of the plan for now. This morning, as I spent time with God and continuing through the devotional journal, Here Am I, getting near the end of it, and today's topic is probably not a popular one. In fact, it's one we tend to avoid. We work very diligently at avoiding this in so many ways, but it's about being called to suffer. Jesus tells us that in this world we will have trouble. We're instructed through Scripture that if we suffer for doing wrong, that's kind of our doing. And we should endure it as the consequences of wrongdoing. But when we suffer for doing right, we're still called to endure it, in order that others may see the hope that we have in Christ. Paul writes about wanting to know the fellowship of Christ's suffering, that somehow in being in fellowship with his suffering, he can attain the fellowship with his resurrection. You see, when we recognize how we respond to suffering in this world creates a picture for a suffering world to see that there is hope. And specifically, when we suffer through no fault of our own, through whether it's some form of persecution as a believer, or it's just a suffering that's a part of this world that is filled with sin, consequences of the actions of others that have kind of spilled over into our life, we begin to, I think, have a greater understanding of how much God loves us. Any suffering that I've endured really pales in comparison to the suffering that Jesus endured on my behalf. And to recognize Jesus hanging on a cross, suffering for you and I, in such a way that those at the foot of the cross see something more than just a man that was sentenced to death. A Roman soldier who calls out, "Surely this was the Son of God." Something visible in the manner in which he suffered. We live in a culture that pain seems to be our enemy. We do everything possible to avoid it and to alleviate it, rather than to learn from it. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with pain relievers, with things that help to reduce that. But in a life that's built around comfort, what does it take to move us out of our comfort zone? You see, when we recognize the willingness of Jesus to suffer on our behalf, it raises the question as to how much suffering am I willing to do on behalf of others as I represent Jesus. in a culture that seems to thrive on having it our way. It kind of gives my age probably there, if those that remember that slogan. While the slogan may be gone from that particular fast food restaurant, I don't know, I've not heard it lately, we still live that way. Decisions are based on what I like. And whether it's in our choice of restaurants to eat at or even our choices of churches to attend, many times it's centered around that basic philosophy is, what do I like? How do I feel? And we live in a time of great confusion. And in the midst of this confusion, there are the seeds, at least, of division. As we have to decide, what am I willing to suffer for doing right? What am I willing to suffer for the good of someone else? What am I willing to suffer in order to share hope with a suffering world? You see, this devotional book that I've written and I'm going through in this video, the topics are kind of laid out in alphabetical order. I put together a list of things that I believe the Bible has called us to, and scripture references that kind of show that. And so today we end up with suffering. What is it that you know in your heart and your mind through time with God and His Word and in prayer that is the right thing to do that you've avoided doing? Because it's difficult. Because there's some level of suffering involved. Because there's perhaps people that won't like it if you do that. You see, that's the suffering I believe we're called to. Oh, sure, when I'm building or working on something and I hit the nail of my thumb rather than the nail of trying to drive through the piece of wood, I suffer. But that's not what I'm talking about. When I do things that are wrong and consequences that come from that, there are times that I suffer. When I make bad decisions, there are times that I suffer. But that's not the suffering that we're really called to. That's what I would call human life suffering that we all share in. But when I speak truth, when I show mercy, when I have compassion, when I give of myself, we've talked the last couple of days about, you know, being called to serve, being called to sacrifice, being called to be a peacemaker. Those are things that are good things, but are not easy things. Those are things that often lead to personal suffering at some level as we give of ourselves. And when God says that we can join Him in a fellowship of His sufferings, and notice and realize and through that have a greater understanding of a fellowship with His resurrection, You see, we live in a time where you turn on the news, whether it's on a social media channel, a television, printed form, whatever it is. And you're going to see headlines and stories filled with suffering. Suffering brought on by diseases such as COVID-19. Suffering brought on by bad choices. And a lot of suffering brought on by a mistreatment of one another. And in the midst of all of that, what do we do? What do we say? How do we join in Christ's suffering in a way that matters? In a way that shows compassion in the midst of this world's injustice? In a way that lifts up the broken and the hurting and carries them on our shoulders? That lifts them out of the mire of suffering and points them to the suffering Savior that gives hope? Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time asking God, to use your times of suffering to help you to examine the cause of any suffering that you endure. And I'm not talking about making ourselves out to be some sort of false martyr that everything's woe is me and everything's against me. I think here in the United States, our claims of persecution are kind of silly in a sense, at least compared to so many parts of the world and compared to the persecution of the early church. But that doesn't mean there aren't times that we suffer for doing right. God has said that will happen. But will we do so in a way that shows hope to others who are suffering, or will we do so in what I would call a whiny, childish way? It's my prayer that we would suffer with hope, with peace, with assurance that greater things are yet to come. And that in the midst of our suffering, we are filled with a growing compassion for the people around us who are suffering. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are a God that not only understands our suffering, you've lived through more than what we've endured. And so, Father, help us in our sufferings to have a sense of fellowship with the suffering of Jesus. May our identity in his suffering lead us to a greater understanding of our identity in his resurrection. Father, as we live life in a world filled with confusion and chaos and pain and wrongdoing, may we examine the suffering that we endure. And if it's suffering of our own doing, may we learn to make better choices. Father, for the suffering that's simply a part of living in this world, may it move us to a greater level of compassion. May our suffering not harden us against the sufferings of others. But may we be moved to the compassion that Jesus showed to those who suffered in his time. Father, so often throughout Scripture we read of Jesus seeing the crowds and seeing the hurting and the suffering and the injustice in the world, and Scripture telling us he was moved to compassion. So, Father, as we look at our own suffering, may our eyes be opened beyond us. May we live with a greater awareness of the suffering and the injustice and the mistreatment of people. May we not be a cause of someone else's suffering, but may we be instruments of mercy, instruments of love, instruments of hope. Father, give us the courage to suffer well. May we live with such hope in the midst of suffering that those around us would see Jesus alive in us and be drawn to Him. Father, whether it's suffering due to illness, which is so common, even before the COVID-19 and even after this is resolved, disease and illness still cause great suffering. I pray for those that are suffering as a result of physical illnesses and mental illnesses. And Father, there's always been great suffering in our world that is caused by the mistreatment of our fellow man. And I pray that our eyes would be open to seeing one another as you see each one of us. For those that cannot speak for themselves, may we be their voice. And Father, just as sickness and disease is common, so is the suffering caused by sin, the spiritual disease of greed and selfishness and pride and anger and envy and lust and so many other. Father, may we look beyond the actions and see the cause. And may we be moved with compassion. May we be instruments that bring truth and healing and love, that can represent Jesus in a way that He can transform lives. Father, today I continue to pray that this virus would be wiped from the face of the earth, that You would simply speak a word and it would be gone, and You would be praised and honored for doing so. Father, the inconveniences that this has brought along, upon us are so easy to complain about. But even in the midst of the suffering that the confusion of COVID-19 has caused, may we be light that shines hope into a world that needs it. May we suffer well in ways that show that our eyes are fixed beyond this world. Father, in everything that we do, may our love and compassion and mercy shown toward our fellow man, for our brothers and sisters not just those that are in Christ, but those that have yet to be introduced to Him. May our patient endurance keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, and may He be lifted up in our life, that others would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.